Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk about serums.
And welcome to yet another mini episode where we take your questions and comments and concerns.
Check, check, check.
And if you want to call us with any of the above, the number is 781-591-0390 and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Let's kick it off with exciting email that we received.
Yes.
That's essentially like a sequel to a previous email.
Mm-hmm.
The subject is I'm the sister. Hi, Kate and Dori. I've been so touched these past 2 weeks, and it's all thanks to you. I mean, look, do I love getting this credit? Yes, but it's really not thanks to us. I had no idea my sister was going to write in about dealing with her feelings about me leaving to Geneva. I was listening to the podcast thinking, hey, that sounds like me. And imagine my surprise again when a caller chimed in with her sage advice too. I look forward to the amazing memories my sister and I will make, even if we are continents apart. Listening to your podcast together and discussing will definitely be on the list. So you may recall we had a sister write in dealing with sad feelings of her beloved sister moving to Geneva. And then the sister moving to Geneva heard that and just wrote in.
I know.
I mean, how magical.
I'm very touched.
So touched. We wish you the best in Geneva. When we do that European podcasting tour.
Oh, we will stop in Geneva.
We will be in Geneva stat at your house in your living room recording it for you. Anyway, that was so cool. So thank you to both you and your sister. We're big fans. We had another email here that I also really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to read this one too.
Please do.
Your conversation about the foods you are embracing again resonated with me. During much of my childhood, whenever I had a salad, I got it with low fat or light ranch dressing. I knew even as a child under 10 that I needed to make the correct decision and that regular ranch dressing on even a salad was a bad choice. On the very few occasions that I had the taste of the full fat ranch dressing, I would marvel at how delicious it was, but I still knew I wasn't supposed to have it. 25 years later, I have developed this intense craving for full fat ranch dressing. I am putting it on everything. On the weekends, I've been making mountains of roasted sweet potatoes and eating them with barbecue sauce and ranch. I recently realized that this is surely connected to all the formative years I spent thinking that choosing a delicious salad dressing was misbehaving. Let there be a land flowing with bread, whole milk, and ranch dressing for all of us.
Oh, yum.
I got chills reading that, actually. And I've read that like 5 times because we've been preparing for this mini episode, but reading it out loud really moved me.
Yeah.
That feeling of being 10 and knowing and compartmentalizing food into good and bad choices mm-hmm. just devastates me and also is something I also did.
And also what you absorb from the people around you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If all the women in your life are making, or men too, mm-hmm. are making the decision to only eat things that are low fat or light. Like that's what you internalize.
And God, just that feeling of the thing being delicious, but also that burden of thinking
you're
not. Yeah. I mean, God, it's misery. I mean, it's just so effed up, drives me bonkers.
Yeah,
but I'm like, so happy that you
have
changed.
It took me decades to start eating ice cream.
Well, I made my meals for lunch this week, and I made pasta. I made penne. And I was talking to somebody about it. And like part of the reason I did it is just to sit with a choice that normally makes me feel uncomfortable, mm-hmm. which is eating pasta. What the fruit, Dory.
Yeah.
That's the word I use when I try not to swear in front of my kids. I say fruit instead of fuck. You know, so what the fruit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love that. Thank you. Let There Be Ranch. I love ranch dressing. It's delicious. It's great with a crudité. Mm. My friend Jean makes a fantastic ranch dressing.
It is really good with sweet potatoes.
I like a sweet potato fried too, like sliced up and dipped mm-hmm. in. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bring on the ranch.
Bring on the ranch. Well, on that note, let us voicemail it up.
Okay.
Hi, Dory and Kate. This is Nicole from New York. First time caller, long time listener. And I was just listening to the episode from this week, and I wanted to give Kate so much love and so much support on her body positivity acceptance journey. I also very recently started on this journey after transitioning from a very serious professional ballet career to a breakdance career, and like for a very long time being told just the most negative things. Also, I'm walking in New York. Sorry, wind. Out of breath. Just the most negative things you could think under the sun about my body. And something that I found helpful, and maybe, Kate, you'll find this helpful as well, is thinking of body positivity and acceptance and love for my vessel and learning how to flex my joy muscle, and that it's an actual practice and muscle that needs to be toned and taken care of and loved on, just like any other muscle, just like your brain, just like your heart and your lungs, that learning to experience joy within your body is a learned thing and a practice that the more you do it, flexing your joy muscle becomes easier. But it's something that we all search for and research and hopefully eventually find. So good luck on your journey of like learning how to flex and nurture and nourish your joy muscle of living in your own body and hopefully finding joy in your vessel. For me, dance transitioned from being this horrible space of punishment to this genuine space of joy. And I learned how to really enjoy being in my body again. And it's constant everyday struggle. But I just wanted to say good luck. And I love you both. and maybe this will help. Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Flex your joy muscle.
I mean, that's the title of this episode,
totally.
Right?
Totally.
Flex your joy muscle.
Lane, please make a note.
Lane, please put it in the official document. Flex your joy muscle it is.
Flex your joy muscle.
You know, thinking about, it's so interesting incorporating the word joy into things lately, because it's not a thing we often think about.
Well, and it's also not happiness.
No, it's different.
It's different.
Yes, Dory. It's totally a different experience than happiness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I think about what we are trying to like teach our kids, am I trying to teach joy with that? Like, is that in a thing that we incorporate socially for our children? I don't like joy of learning, joy of play.
Yeah.
The joy, not just being good and succeeding, mm-hmm. but just, and not being happy or sad, but just finding joy in this
yeah.
in life is... I don't know if we think about it enough.
I think that's why Marie Kondo's whole philosophy has resonated with people so much, because she's giving people permission to look for joy.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that was, and I haven't gotten to this point in the intuitive eating book, but I believe they talk about movement and exercise in finding the joy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like doing it for joy in your body, not for, you know, a set of goals,
yeah.
physical goals. And I'm really living for this concept of joy in the thing, the choices I make. As opposed to this like weird results driven, you mm-hmm. know, and the results being like, you know.
Really, and it feeling like punishment.
Oh God, that, yeah. I would love to learn more about this dancer's life.
Yeah, thank you, dancer.
I love a call from the streets of New York.
I do too.
Our hometown, kind of. Not really.
Not really.
Second hometown. okay.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project,
there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Dory, I did want to mention something.
Yes.
Because we talked so much about food, and I've been like rattling on about Italian food a lot. Many a people wrote in and called in to recommend Marcella Hazan, who is like a guru of Italian cooking, wrote for the New York Times for many years, is no longer alive, has a really famous tomato sauce that I actually have made. It's like 3 or 4 ingredients, and one of them is butter, my favorite food. Mm-hmm. So I then went online and bought a bunch of her used cookbooks, which should be arriving in the next couple of weeks. And I look forward to becoming soulmates with her.
I'm excited for you.
I'm ready for it. All right, we've got another question to tackle.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, prepare yourselves.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name is Christina. First of all, I love your pod. You guys bring joy to me on a daily basis.
Oh, joy.
Love listening to your episodes. I am calling because I have a dilemma. I am currently in a relationship that's fairly new. My boyfriend is turning 33 this year, and he still dresses like he's in college, wears lots of graphic tees with puns and dingy jeans and whatnot. And the problem is, I think he just doesn't have the knowledge of how to dress and also just doesn't really want to spend the money on it. Me, on the other hand, I love fashion. I love products. I love makeup. And I really put an effort into looking my best on a daily basis. It's something that I enjoy to do. And I just really kind of wish that he would have or want to put that effort in that for himself as well. And I just don't really know how to tell him without hurting his feelings. So I was just wondering if you have any advice on how to suggest to your boyfriend or significant other how to kind of step it up and put a little bit more effort into how you present yourself. And I just think he has so much potential to really look his best, and I would love for him to kind of put in that effort. So hope to hear from you guys soon. Love to hear your feedback. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Oh boy.
My sweet angel. I feel like our feedback might not be what you want to hear. So,
but it might be what you need to hear.
Please know I'm saying this with true love for you because I get it. But I have to ask, why do you care what he is dressing like? He doesn't, clothes are not important to him. And in a perfect world, it should not matter how our partner is dressed or how they are presenting. We should love them unconditionally for the wonderful qualities that are the reasons you are with them. I say, this is my philosophy. Oh man, Dory is just sitting
so
here. Dory is so ready to talk.
I'm gonna thoughts.
I'm gonna hint. I think you gotta let this one go. I don't think it's your. It's not your place to tell this another person, anybody else, how to represent themselves with clothing. Dory.
I agree.
But you have more to say.
I have more to say. One, my first thing to say is this guy did not misrepresent himself. You did not start dating him and he was wearing like designer jeans and
a Gucci suit.
Yeah. Like you've known what he dresses like from day one.
And you fell in love with him.
And you fell in love with him. And maybe in the back of your mind this whole time you were thinking, well, he's almost perfect. If I just change this one thing about him, let me tell you something. That is a recipe for disaster and heartache. Do not go into a relationship thinking, I will be happy if this person just changes this one thing about them. No one likes to be told they need to change something about themselves, especially when they've been bumbling along blissfully unaware that their girlfriend has these very strong opinions about the way that they present themselves to the world. I would be insulted. If months into a relationship, someone was like, honey, I have to tell you, I really feel like you could be living up to your potential. I think this is so condescending. So I don't think you can say anything. I also think this might not be the guy for you. Like, this is obviously something that is really important to you. Like,
and we should,
and that's fine.
Yes, I was gonna say, that's okay.
That is totally. But this is the way that you present yourself to the outside world, as you say, is something that you care a lot about.
Yes, and that's important to you.
And you are not with someone who cares a lot about this. And I don't think he's going to care a lot about this. My father could care less about what he wears. And the only time my mother says anything is if they have to like go to a wedding or something. She's like, you have to wear a suit and like socks that are not offensive. You know what I mean? But other than that, she just keeps her mouth shut. It's not the hill she's going to die on. You know, they've been married for 45 years. Aww. So, you know, do I love everything my husband wears? No. Have I ever suggested that he needed to like change his style? No, because that's who he is. That's who I fell in love with. You're treading in very choppy waters here. So I would be careful and I would think about what you really want out of this relationship.
I would also say, why is it important to you? Is it important because you're embarrassed about how he dresses and you want like to be with someone who presents more put together?
Again, perhaps you are not with the right person.
Yeah. Or is it something that like you can be like, oh, you know what? In the grand scheme of things, this person is a great partner to me, treats me with respect,
that's
kindness.
That's, I think, where she has to get to
right.
if she's so, going to be with this person.
Because you know what? There's always going to be something.
There's always going to be something.
And you can be with the best dressed person in the world and they could be a total a-hole.
Yeah. So I wish you luck.
I know. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for asking.
And thank you for hearing us. We see you.
We're going to take a short break.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
So, this next email is a journey.
Why don't you take us on it?
All right. Hi, Kay and Dory. I'm looking for some advice, words of wisdom, or encouragement, really anything at this point. It's probably easiest to start at the beginning. For the past 4 years, a guy I met 16 years ago and had lost touch with has been persistently asking me out. 3 years ago, we went on an incredible date, but the timing wasn't right on my end, so it never really materialized, but still, he persisted. Finally, we started dating, and it was amazing. He told me he loved me after 2 weeks. We started talking about moving in together. He was talking marriage and babies. We planned our whole futures together. A few months into it, I found he had a common-law wife who he hadn't truly ended things with. They still owned a place together and both still lived there, and yes, I had been to his house. He apologized profusely, told me again how much he loved me and wanted to be with me, would do anything to make it up to me, etc. So we went on about our giddy, perfect existence. Months passed and nothing happened. Shockingly, all the promises never amounted to anything. 2 weeks ago, I lost my mind a little bit, and in a fit of PMSC craziness, I called him out on it all, admittedly not in the most rational way. Made a huge fight, but he again said that he loved me and didn't want to lose me. Tonight, I found out that he's been lying about being in the military, has never truly ended things with his ex, despite living with me 95% of the time, and that he's not willing to take the financial hit of actually leaving her, nor does he think his, quote, family will approve of me. To be clear, I am an educated woman who owns her own home and polite, respectful, and literally save lives and help people all day in my line of work. I'm wondering how to mourn the loss of a man who's obviously lying to me about every part of himself for years. The man I knew and loved isn't the man he actually is, and I just don't know how to come to terms with that in my mind and heart. Any advice? My go-to of ice cream and wine isn't going to cut it with this one. Boy.
Do you have a therapist?
That is a good question for this.
I would get into
letter writer.
Major therapy.
Yeah. Immediately.
ASAP.
Yeah.
I also would look into group therapy because I think it could be really helpful to be around other people who have been through either a similar experience, or I don't know if there's like codependency.
I was just going to say I would look into a group for codependency.
Again, we're not experts or doctors. So you got to talk this through with somebody who's a profesh.
Yeah.
But I think
that's the vibe I'm getting.
That
here.
Could be a good thing to just Google.
Yeah.
Or ask a medical or a mental health professional.
People
about.
Have also recommended the book Codependent No More several times.
Yeah.
So that might be a book to look into. Other than that, though.
How to mourn this loss story.
First of all, you block him on everything.
Okay.
Like this guy. He is out of your life.
He gets zero access to you.
He gets zero access to you. He is going to come crawling back. Like this is, that is going to happen. He's going to try to get back into
because
your life.
This person manipulates.
Yes. This person is not a good person.
No.
And so I think it's going to be really hard, but I think you know kind of the way you need to reframe the narrative. Like you've already sort of said it, like, you know, that the man, you say the man I knew and loved isn't the man he actually is. And that is going to be the hardest part, but that is what you have to come to terms with.
There's also, I feel like, always the temptation to believe that, like, maybe they are the good person that they...
Of course.
Like, you just want to believe that so
badly. You want to see the best in people.
Yeah.
And especially when, you know, he's going to come back to you and say that he's changed or, you know, feed you whatever line of bullshit he's going to feed you. But this guy is not going to change. He's been living this way for too long.
And lying to you for the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah. Big lies. Big yeah. lies.
So I would block him on everything. Block his calls, block his emails, block him on social media. And I would lean on your friends at this time.
Or if you're close to family. Whoever your support network
is. You need a support network. And you, as painful as it is, you need them to know the whole story. Because this is going to be tough. But the more that you can kind of talk about it and talk it through, I think the better off you'll be.
Yeah. And I also think let yourself grieve.
Totally.
And I don't know, but I do feel like sometimes in these situations, feelings of like shame or humiliation come up. So just be extra loving to yourself. Like those are obviously, it's normal to feel that way, but you have nothing to be ashamed of or human.
That's why I think I'm projecting. Well, that's why I think talking about it with as many people as possible is good. But good luck. What a shitty situation.
Yeah, and the grief is real. It's real anytime a relationship ends. And I can't,
because you're mourning the end of the relationship and the fact that this guy turned out to be a total sham.
I also just want to say, one thing I have to work really hard on is like my own negative self-talk and how I talk about myself. And I did notice you said that you lost your mind in a bit of PMS craziness. Mm-hmm. That to me even reads like you're talking down about yourself a little bit. And it might not have, quote unquote, been the most rational way. What rational way is there to address a person who's been lying to you for 4 years?
No.
You didn't do anything. I would try to speak without judgment of yourself.
Yeah.
In this situation.
I agree.
Anyway. Good luck. We are rooting for you.
We are.
We've got one more email.
Okay.
I love the podcast and never miss an episode. I'm writing because a friend just told me a mutual friend of ours has Hodgkin's lymphoma. She was just diagnosed this week and will be starting chemo and radiation soon. I can't believe it. We are only in our 30s. When I got this news, I immediately wanted to write in. I'm heartbroken for my friend. My question is this: how do I show support to someone who isn't my best friend, but I still care for? We aren't the closest friends, but I always enjoy seeing her. And when I hear about a friend or family member having a terminal or devastating illness, I just want to help any way I can. I don't want to seem like I'm all of a sudden trying to be her best friend, but I want to be supportive more than just telling her how sorry I am. Sorry, I am. What's appropriate in this situation? Food train, messages of love, a soft blanket, help.
I'm sorry about your mutual friend.
Yeah, I am too. So I think the first thing to think about is this concept of ring theory, which I believe it has originated in an LA Times piece by Susan Silk and Barry Goldman. That's what I'm looking at right now. And
that's what I always see people linking to.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's the original source. I'll do better digging. But the idea is comfort in, dump out. So the person with the illness, this friend is in the center of this ring, and then there are rings around them from their like closest support network people, family, friends, whoever, or the inner ring, and then it goes out and out and out. And it sounds like you're not on one of the innermost rings, so you can provide comfort in, and then any like dumping or fears or worrying that you want to do go outward. And I think one thing you can think about is not just providing support for the person in the center, but also their innermost center ring. Do they have family and really close friends that you can offer support and love to as well as this person?
It sounds like the friend who originally told her is maybe one of those people.
Yeah. And I would say like you can support someone who's not your best friend, and all those suggested ideas are wonderful. And I think we've said this before, but going into all these things with zero expectations of getting a response, getting reciprocation,
yep.
appreciation,
yep.
whatever. You do it for the good of doing it because people need support in crises and hard times. And if there's a food train, you know, also think about what are your skills? Like, are you a good cook? Are you a good organizer? Organize the food train.
As Nora McInerney said, what can you do?
Yes. Ah, Nora.
Nora.
Always a freaking genius. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What can you do? Can you afford to buy a cashmere blanket? Can you help get together 10 people who can help buy a cashmere blanket? I'm just saying cashmere because that sounds really soft. But fleece, yeah. any soft thing.
A slanket.
I mean, there's, you know, what can you do? Can you help fundraise? You know, there's so much, so many skills that we all have that we can offer. So I think you already have great ideas. All those things are nice. Messages of love and support, I think, are always appreciated. And I think you've got this.
I have nothing to add. For once.
I'll tell you what, Doris, you're in your element today, Doris.
It's this dress.
It's this all black dress.
I'm wearing an all black dress.
Anyway, we will be thinking of you and your friend and her community. That's really, really hard.
Yeah.
And it is really scary when a peer is diagnosed with an illness. It's really hard. Well, Dory, this is the end of the road for us in this mini episode.
Sure is.
Thank you all so much. We really appreciate you, and you know where to find us.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.